What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, I did not.
Really? What'd you do?
Really?
What did you do instead?
I was playing a game.
Oh, okay.
Everyone said not to watch it. So,
why?
I mean, we're, you know, Detroit. The Lions lost. And
in solidarity?
Everybody felt like it was rigged because of Taylor Swift stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, don't even watch it. But everybody said the game was boring anyway, except for overtime.
I didn't watch the whole first half, so actually I'm a bad judge.
Exactly.
Because I was
everybody said the game was boring until like the fourth quarter and overtime.
And I thought the whole second half was entertaining and overtime.
One of the most boring Super Bowls of all time.
That was not the most boring Super Bowl of all time. The most boring Super Bowl of all time? What one was that? It was like, I remember I was in the dorms. I think it was probably my sophomore year. Whoever played in 2019, I think. I think whoever played that year, I think that year was terrible. I don't know who did, but that game was bad to me. At least what I can remember. Let's see. What you want to start with today?
It doesn't matter. We could do all the shows first.
Okay.
I gotta do something real quick. All right, cool.
We
can talk about you said undead? Yeah, we can talk about undead.
Okay. So, this is basically just a confessional episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, just Justice explaining basically everything and how she knows what's going to happen, and they live in a loop, and she has no definite proof, but she proved it by saying she proved the one thing with Andy by saying he has a mole on the back of his ear.
I didn't really believe that.
You didn't believe that? And then she also proved that every time a meteor comes down, which actually makes sense, because like, how are there meteors if there's no galaxy? If like,
that makes sense.
If nothing exists. I didn't even think about that until she mentioned it. I'm like, that actually makes no sense. If there's no, like, if it's just them and I guess the sun and the moon, but they said like when the moon splits apart or something, when the moon left, it became like asteroids or something. I forgot the exact explanations, because they were saying that's what they told them in schools, like Foucault. That's her name, right?
Yeah, they said like when the moon separated from the Earth or something, that was their explanation for asteroids.
Yeah. So
that was more proof to me than the mole.
Like, oh, the really? Asteroid thing. I think that was just to prove that her and Andy both wasn't that just to prove to her to them that Andy was the other person that was with her for a long time?
Yeah.
Which I mean it's
that would
a tiny
also
mole.
Kind of like, prove the loop.
Yeah. I don't know though.
He's
really
so old.
The loop. Oh, that he's so old? Yeah. I guess that would make sense. But I thought that was just to prove that he was along with her, or they had like a relationship or something in the past.
It didn't
not
prove
really to prove the that this is everything is looping.
I think it proved the loop. I think this is how it proved the loop, because she knew Victor, and Victor's from a long time ago, and they said Andy is like 100 years old or something like that, or however long Andy's been Andy without Victor,
yeah.
And she knew about the mole, so that proved that she was close with him.
Yeah,
and Foucault also.
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say Foucault also saw the memories of her and Victor together.
Yeah. But I was going to say, they proved it more than she did, honestly, when everybody was talking about, like, this doesn't really make sense. He asked what day of the week it was, and weeks didn't exist the time. Like, they didn't have the galaxy happened, but they didn't have that information. And then when they were fighting each other, he knew her name, and they were talking very kind of like casually while they were fighting each other, and he knew her by name. It was another thing. But then they did explain the meteor thing really good.
The two spoils. Like, it showed
the timeline. Yeah, the two spoils. But the timeline, it was like meteors are popping up before galaxy existed. Like, you called in, you know, you used the meteor thing, what, three times? The first time she met Andy when they were trying to capture her. The second time was fighting, what's her name, who ended up dying. Who was a negator, right? She used the meteor there. Did she use a meteor there?
I don't think she used
the meteor. No, she was in the water. They were in the water on that boat, and she called in a meteor. You remember that?
Yeah, when she was drowning.
Yeah, when she was drowning, yeah. And then...
I think she used one against Unrepair.
Unrepair, and... Yeah. And used another... Oh, no, she didn't use one against Unburn. The thing that they had like a rail system that was supposed to shoot something up, like stopped and like malfunctioned right on them. So yeah,
it made sense.
So it was overall a good episode. I mean, we kind of had, I kind of already had like prior to this, I was like, I feel like Victor, I thought he started the negators. I was wrong about that, but I did feel like he had a, you know, relationship with the negators or the union prior, you know,
at least with her.
Yeah. Well, I just thought in general that he was in the union. I think I said that. This was like a while ago. I was like, I feel like he was a member.
You did say that.
And
I
was basically solely because he was like, you guys have gotten weak or something like that. When he first popped up and they were fighting him.
So that thing, like, do you think that it's the same union members every time? They just don't know they're looping? Or is it different people?
I think both is true. I don't think every time, because she was like, I selected you few because I feel like this is the team that can be God this time. So I think she's been like trying to handpick like specific ones that she thinks can get the job done. And I think she's the only one that remembers because she's the only one that's using Ark to, you know, go to the next world and redo everything again. And then Andy is just there because he can't die, so he just sits on the earth while it's, you know,
so being reborn. She's like the Flash / the Avengers type thing. Like, she's the one person changing the timeline every time.
Yeah, trying to, yeah. And I'm not going to lie, Billy seems more justified every time. Or at this episode, I feel like he's a lot more justified because, like, all right, you've tried this how many times, and you failed how many times? So clearly you're not very good at being God. So let me try. You know, let me try my way. She didn't
say how many times she's failed.
Yeah, she didn't say how many times, but based on Andy being fed up or Victor being fed up, I can assume.
I don't remember how old they said Victor is, but
yeah, but for him to get fed up like that.
In the flashbacks, doesn't he look kind of like a teenager?
He looked younger. Yeah, he definitely looks younger. But I'm saying, like, for him to be fed up after one try like that to the point where he wants to create a whole new person and not even be around, you know, I feel like it must have been a lot of times.
It had to be. Yeah, it had to be. But you just remind me when you said Billy of another thing they said was kind of proof that something was going on. What was it? Shoot, I just had the thing in my head. Oh, the fact that she wasn't that, because like this whole time
he was like this is about to end, like this is about to end the world if we don't do this. Why are you not stressing about this? Like, you're just like, it's whatever.
Because I also felt like kind of the same way when they were like close to it ending, like, okay, you got like two more failures left, but you guys don't really seem to be like pushing this agenda as hard as you can.
To make sure that nothing happens, like that we get these quests done. She was like, we can get three of them done and then, you know, whatever, the last one won't happen.
Yeah. And why do you think Billy's justified? Just because she keeps failing?
She, well, one, she like held back information from the team, which I honestly don't see the reason of keeping that information back. I feel like that's not something, I feel like that's something that the whole team should know. Like, all right, you know, look, we have X amount of time. If we don't, Ragnarok will happen and the world will just reloop and we got to try again, right?
Okay.
Maybe she feels like, some people might feel like, okay, if it's just looping, what's the big deal if life just restarts and everybody just comes back to life anyway? You know, what's the problem?
Yeah, it kind of takes away the urgency.
Yeah. Like, it's whatever. And I really don't know why she's so pressed. I mean, I guess she just doesn't want to keep looping, but I don't know. Like, if you were living, right?
Okay.
And mind you, like, every time a rule is added, so prior to, there's one point in life where there's no such thing as death, right? Until they fail a quest and then they add that, you know, that punishment. So death is now a thing. It was like death, gender, sex. Like, remember they went through the, like, all of them that were added? And then they also said some of them were added even without not completing the quest.
Right.
That was mentioned too. Like, they just add naturally or occur naturally. So, I don't know. I feel like I don't see the big deal if, like, oh, it's the end of the world, but everything's about to start back over. Everybody's going to come back to life eventually, and life is just going to be normal until the world ends again. And you can prolong the, like, the end. But it would be one thing if she's like, all right, I feel like it's one thing to stop the loop, but I almost feel like if you're going to stop the loop, wouldn't you want to, like, get in a situation where you can have the least amount of punishments before you stop the loop? Because if there's been 90, if you fail 99 times, that means there's been 99 punishments added, plus the ones that naturally occur. Why would you not want to restart? Kind of like a perfect run, you know what I mean? Like, I want a perfect the game, no deaths type of situation. Like, I don't want to fail a single quest. Or do they have to fail all the quests for God to show up? They can't meet him earlier?
Like, I think it has to...
All 99 100 must happen for him to show up.
Yeah.
For them to kill him. But still, it's like, all right, you kill him, but it's been 99 punishment added. Like, is that really... I don't know. You feel me? It's like, I'd rather just complete all the quests and no punishments added than stop the loop with 100 punishments added.
By quest, do you mean killing God?
No, because they have to do the quest to stop the punch. Like, every time they fail a quest, there's a UMA release, right? Like, right. For instance, it was Galaxy.
Okay.
And the other thing, it was like, they got a reward, no languages, right? Everybody has a universal language, except for the Negators. That was a reward for completing the quest.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, every time they add a punishment, they listed off, like, gender was a punishment.
Sex, sickness, death.
A punishment, sickness, death. So what I'm saying is, if we're going to loop and everything's going to restart, I would let it restart. And when we have a fresh start, brand new game, right? No punishments, no nothing. I would try to just make sure there's no punishments added and life just goes on. And that way we stop the loop by just completing all the quests.
Oh, so you're saying just keep doing that forever. Like, no punishments forever. Just keep doing every single quest.
Yeah. But obviously there's people, like, there'll be a group of people that do it. You know, like, you sign up for the job and it doesn't say that only the union. It says, like, you, in order to complete the quest, you have to be at the table or something like that to, like, show that you finished it. But they never said somebody outside of the union can't help during the quest.
No, they did say that. Oh, no. So regular, not that you can't help.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they can. And they're holding this information back from normal people. So, like, they could give this information to, like, the government. Like, hey, you know, like, this thing is going to happen. And the government could help but the union has to be the ones to, you know, finish the final blow or whatever, do the final blow and present it to the book at the end. I just feel like this could be remedied in a better way than trying to kill God.
I see what you're
saying.
Even
though somebody would have to do that job forever, but
yeah, that's the thing. Like, I want to know how many times she loops and how long the loops are. Because, like, if the whole world is destroyed and recreated, is it recreated from, like, what time period is it?
I think it just starts from scratch, like, complete zero. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, like,
with no humans existing.
So it starts from just bacteria on the earth?
Yeah, that's what I assume. Like, it's a complete refresh. Like, the earth starts completely over from zero. But obviously something changes. Because remember when they didn't have the galaxy, there was no, like, religion and stuff like that. Because no people, like, the early people didn't look into the sky and see stars and constellations and think, oh, there's something bigger. This must be this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they mentioned that. Like, when the galaxy came, a bunch of other things happened too, like dates. You got, like, they had dates, but they didn't have days of the week. They were saying religion showed up because the stars and constellations, people thought it was, you know, something bigger out there. And things like that, right? So I'm assuming it just resets from when, you know, there's no, like you said, there's no people, it's bacteria, and then people evolve and then go from, you know, Homo sapien or from Neanderthals to Homo sapien, you know, like just the whole evolutionary thing. But she's still there, and I feel like she can choose when she shows up because she has the arc, right? And she was like, the arc allows me to travel to the next world.
We need to know, I guess, she doesn't age. Yeah, I need to, there's a couple questions.
I mean, I'm assuming the arc is just like Noah's arc, you know? I like,
that's what I thought too.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, the world is ending, but you can take two of everything and then start over. That's what I assume the arc is. It's just something that allows you to bring, you know, and I don't know why she's the only one using it.
Is it a one person thing, or is,
I don't know, it might be, or she's just being selfish and she feels like she's the only one that can. I just feel like it's a lot of, why are you holding this information back from the group when we can work together and find a solution?
Yeah, and the only other person that ever lives is Andy.
Yeah, and that's only because his ability.
So all other negators die, all other humans die. My question is, when it loops, when it, the world is recreated, what time period is it? And because, like, if it's like only bacteria on the earth, when does the book pop up? Like, when do you have to start doing missions?
Start doing
and
quests.
Stuff like that.
Or maybe that's why, you know, there's nobody to do the quest. So it just naturally adds
life
punishments.
Humans.
Like, the, I don't know. I feel like, maybe it doesn't start from zero, because their world was different anyway. Like, they didn't have a galaxy or anything, so it probably doesn't start, or their world didn't develop the same way, you know, ours does. You know what I mean? Like, it might be something different with that as well.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We just had to get more information. She would have to tell more information about what happens in the restart.
Right.
I still feel like they didn't question her enough.
Nah, she kind of just, like, took responsibility for lying or misleading.
Yeah, but
they just forgave her.
I kind of found it weird that nobody was like, so what's the problem with looping?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would ask. Like, oh, I just come back to life? Okay.
Like, what's the problem? I guess the thing is, like, I don't know. Like, do you just keep... Because, like, you keep coming back to life, but you're not aware of it. And it's not exactly the same thing every time. Because she's around.
It's just Andy. It's a loop, but like, it's you, but it's not you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I come back to life. It's me. I'm living, but I have no recollection of my previous life, but it's still me living. You know what I mean? So what's the problem? I guess
it's kind of like, what's the point
of what, living? If you just
loop. Yeah, like, I don't know, like, what's the point of even anything? I kind of understand why she wouldn't tell everyone this, because, like, what's the point of?
I feel like, oh, yeah, back to our conversation. If we just loop again,
yeah, like, what's the point of caring?
What's the point of stopping
about
it? If I'm
anything,
just, yeah,
or existence, really? It's like, okay, I'm just gonna loop and come back again, and then come back again.
I wouldn't say that because you still have your experience. You have your experience. That's like saying right now, I mean, we don't know what happens after we die, but theoretically, let's say we do come back to life, right?
And we have reincarnation.
Yeah, like we have no memories of our last life. That doesn't mean our last life was any less meaningful, because in that moment, you know, you had events and you had things that you did that you enjoyed. Even though you don't remember in your next life, during that time, they meant something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So and that's why I'm like, what's the big deal?
Don't remember your last life.
Yeah.
Because if you did remember your last life, it would. I feel like that would get monotonous.
Yeah. To a certain extent, I feel like if you didn't do things you didn't want to do in your last life, you live this new life and you can do it. But eventually, like you said, this comes back to like the living for everything. When I was like, eventually you just do everything.
And you just, restart. Oh, it's 1920 again. Ooh, it was the fifth time. Ooh. Oh, man.
Or maybe you come back at a different time period. Spider-Man 1
came out for the first time again.
Like, or maybe you exist in a different time period, though. Like, imagine, like, it's you, but you're, in our case, let's say 2000, because I'm not trying to live in the 60s.
Don't
want to
go back
like
too far.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to deal with that. But let's say the 2000s, like, I mean, I'm born 1999. I think you're born, what, 1999?
I'm 99,
born,
too.
90. So let's say we were born in the 80s. So, you know, 10 years prior. Or 20 years prior to when we were born. So then we live life in a different time period. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when we die and it loops, we come back. We're still ourselves, but we're not in the same time period. Let's say it's like 4,200. You know what I'm saying? Life is going to be completely different by then.
Okay.
Technology, everything. So theoretically speaking, if you were to loop and you don't live forever, you don't know what time period you're going to live in. So even if you did have memories, you could be like, dang, we didn't have this. But it would suck to be in the future, and then you go back to the you loop again, and now you're in the past, and you're like, damn, we don't have anything. We don't have any. But I take that back, because if everybody just loops and they have their memories, then technology would always be there, because people will remember in the past what they made. You know, like all the smart people, like all the engineers and stuff. And I honestly feel like life would probably be better, because they would know it would be more optimized, like in terms of like energy and everything. Like, oh, solar power is better than fossil fuels or something like that. Or we can make this more efficient because it won't pollute the earth and make everything greener. But then again, it's like, who cares if it just loops over again? We can just destroy the earth. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like it's all going to come down to who cares if you're aware that you're just in an infinite loop.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's the point of caring about anything that I do if I know I'm just going to come back? There's no sense of urgency or penalty or anything, because it's all momentary. And once you go through like 10 loops, I think you're just going to get numb to that.
Yeah.
But it's all perspective.
So, yeah. I mean, if you loop with no memory, I don't think it, like, what's the big deal? If you loop with memory, I could see at a certain point, it becomes like, all right. But then it just becomes like, you don't want to live. Really, that's all it is. You don't live anymore.
I'm trying to kill God now.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm trying to
kill God. But that's probably why Andy erased his memories.
What do you mean?
When he's Andy, he doesn't have any memories of Victor.
Right.
He's probably like, I don't mind looping, but I just don't want to remember everything. So he was like, I do this to erase 100 years worth of memories.
Well, that's what Andy said. He said 100 years of memories floods back. But I think Victor, when he came out,
when he comes back, he knows everything. He remembers everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, what was he saying?
He didn't want to give himself back up. He wanted to stay.
Yeah. But I forgot what he said his like reason was. Because then this, I feel like Victor did this on purpose, right? Or no, I don't understand it.
Oh, maybe he got hurt and Andy happened? Because why doesn't his brain, I mean, he leaves that thing inside his brain, right? Because it's like a constant injury, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he got injured, but it wasn't fatal. So the undead didn't like heal completely. It healed it, but it just left the thing inside his brain. And that's how Andy appeared. And maybe he was just like, I don't know. You would think the people at the union, if he was with the union when this happened, like he got injured like this, would take it out of his brain like you're acting like a completely different person. Or maybe they're just like, we're tired of Victor. This new guy is pretty cool. So let's see.
Because I thought the thing was that Victor kind of gave up on killing God. I thought that was his thing. I
think
so, too.
I think he doesn't really care.
I think he got tired of it.
Because, I mean, regardless of what happens, he's not going to die.
Right. Like, even if God destroys the earth, he doesn't
die. Yeah, even if God destroys the earth, I'm still here existing. So, it doesn't matter to me. Like, nothing changes for me.
Doesn't Unluck seem kind of, like, bleak now?
Oh, yeah, but he's trying to figure out a way to die. But it seems like Unrepair is at that goal. But that's why I'm like, I don't think he really wants to not die, because Unrepair could just cut his head off and he can never heal himself.
I don't think he would die still, though.
You think he would just be alive?
I think so.
But he can't heal. He can't repair that wound.
Yeah, but I don't think he would die necessarily. Because remember, he had a different Unrepair wound.
He couldn't heal it. Oh, but he could just cut himself in a different spot and then like negate that completely.
Yeah.
Because remember, he cut his arm off and then he cut a higher portion and then the rest of his body just healed.
Yeah. And I don't think Andy can bleed out or anything. Like, I think if you cut off Andy's head, maybe he can't regenerate it, but I don't think he would die.
Okay.
At least that's how I interpret it. Because if that's the case, I feel like... But I was saying, like, if God can't even kill Andy, I don't understand how Fuko is going to kill Andy.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. And apparently she's never seen, well, Jules or whatever, has never seen Unluck before.
Oh, as a negator?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean...
Even though it's probably already always existed.
Yeah, but it's never probably showed up where they probably died before. Think about it. Unluck. You got Unluck. He low-key, imagine if she was getting on a plane with her parents. She would have been dead.
Yeah, that's true.
And it manifested in that moment. For instance, like with
Tatiana
or the guy, Unmoved. Is that his name?
Unmoved? Yeah, Unmoved.
Like his thing was like he just stopped in the street and looked at his parents and they couldn't move. But imagine if like, I don't know, something was happening where he just froze up or he was just running in the street, right? And then a car is about to hit him. But he's looking at the car and he's stuck with, like, he's just frozen in fear. And then someone, like, tries to move him and then the car just starts moving again and then kills both of them or something like that or something crazy.
Yeah. That's true. And we don't
Millie's
know.
Millie's power movement. Isn't even on anything, though. That's very, I don't know. He's like, I mean, realistically, he should be the only thing you need to kill God. Like, why are you recruiting all these people if I can just use everybody's power whenever I want?
He could probably only use like one at a time, though.
I don't know. He was just skipping. He was just using all of them. He was just like flipping through them all.
Yeah, but I'm saying like one. Like I don't think he can use
at a moment, simultaneously.
Yeah, I don't think he can use.
Yeah,
he's not like one for all for one or something. At least that I don't think. Of. Yeah, that we don't really know much about.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for Undead. I don't got any more to say, really.
Okay.
It was a good episode. It was just an informational episode. Some lore.
Do you think that they're going to loop?
How many episodes are left? What episode is this?
This is episode... Let me see. Which one is it? 18, I think it goes to 24.
Right. If there's going to be a season 2, then yeah, they definitely looped. If there's no season 2, then I mean, this doesn't answer your question. I think they'll loop.
Sometime through the series, not necessarily the season.
Oh, I think they'll loop because I don't think they got enough power to be God, bro.
I don't think so either. I just really need to see this arc.
Like, what is Unluck going to do to God, bro? I'm God. I can do whatever.
We don't even know what God is or what it looks like.
Yeah, we don't either. That's what I'm saying. Like, he just creates everything.
Is it even something to fight? I mean, like, he can blow
It showed up like a figure when the world was ending. It was something giant, but that could just be a UMA.
Yeah, that's not down there. Necessarily God.
Yeah.
Like, when he destroys Earth.
Did she say she's seen God?
I don't think she said she saw God, necessarily. At least she's not revealing that she saw God.
That's another thing. I feel like she's just holding back information. She's just holding back information. But she was like, I need you to check this journal. She has, like, a diary of, like, what's happened in the past. And she was like, if this tells you everything that'll happen, and let me know if this sounds right or something like this.
It was like an artifact. It said, like, yeah, but she said it had out past and the future.
Yeah, but she pulled, like, a journal out from underneath her jacket, and it just looked like a regular-ass blue notebook. What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That part was about.
I think that's her journal, a diary. She's probably just keeping track of what's going on. I think she would bring, like, a video camera or something.
Wait, once you see it, the reason will be clear. This is it. To you from me. I think that's a manga.
Oh, it's just
yeah, that's the manga that Fuko read.
So watch that manga be like the story of life in the loop. Because in the manga, remember at the end, the world was ending, but it was two of them. They were like, they like fell in love, and they're like, as long as I have you, I don't care. Ending. So.
The longest maybe running she wrote that.
Maybe she's
the writer.
She's the writer. You know, you don't know what manga, you don't know what they look like and who they are. So that's maybe funny. She's the writer. And that's the story about her and Victor.
Maybe. The hair colors are switched. I don't know. That's a good theory right there. I'm gonna keep that one in mind. That's a good theory.
So we'll see.
Okay. How about Solo Leveling this week?
This week was really good. I was wrong and right. You were wrong and right.
Yeah, we were both wrong and right.
You predicted somebody would die. I was like, I don't think anybody's dying soon. But I was like, if somebody was to die, it would be the group. And
right.
It would be by the hands of... I'm drawing a blank now. I can't think of his name.
Jinwoo.
Yeah, Jinwoo. And it was Jinwoo who did it. Also... I feel like, I mean, I don't know yet, but I feel like that kid's going to be his friend. He's calling him boss. So, yeah, boss, I told you he's going to be around. That kid might be around, bro. That kid might be around.
Yeah, I was really...
You wanted him to die.
That was my theory, yeah, that he was going to die.
Wanted him to be murdered.
You know what? It didn't happen. I'm not disappointed or anything. It was just my prediction, you know? I was just... That's just how it felt. It didn't happen. That's all good. But I did get to see him kill everyone. Because your thing was like, you also said that you didn't feel like Jinwoo was a killer character.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Remember, I was like, something needs to happen. I think he will get there, and it just happened extremely fast. I was like, I don't think he's there yet. I think he'll get to the point where he has to kill people because, you know, like, there's not good people. I don't know if I said it exactly like this, but I was like, I don't think he's there at that point yet. But it happened, which kind of makes sense because they were trying to kill him. But I didn't think they were going to try to like kill him. You know what I mean? I thought they were going to be like, oh, you guys beat it. All right, well, we're just going to like not give you the shit after we leave. You know what I mean?
But they were like, no, try to kill him.
They were like, yeah. They were like, no, yeah. We actually just kill people. That's what we did.
Yeah,
I didn't think they. I thought it sounds so weird. Like I thought they were murderers, but not like direct murderers. You know what I mean? Like, they go into the thing with bad intentions of the people they recruit to die, but they don't purposely kill them. You get what I'm saying?
They purposely kill them, but they don't do it with their own hands.
Yeah, they don't do it with their own hands. They're not like, all right, let's say if these dudes make it through, we're going to kill them. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was that kind of thing. I thought it was like, we're going to recruit these dudes because we need two people to do these raids or whatever, and they're going to be low level. Because we're going to go into like a C rank dungeon and we got D and E rank. And when we get in there, we're going to get each other's back. Like we're going to watch each other's back because, you know, we're the group. But if they get in trouble, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to help them. If they die, they die. But if they survive, they survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not like if they survive, all right, we killed him.
We killed him.
I didn't think it was like that. I didn't think it was going to be like that. That's not what I was expecting. So, but since that did present itself, it makes sense why Jin Woo. But he didn't have an option. He had to kill them. The game made him kill him. Kill them.
That's true.
Even if he didn't want to. It was like, if you don't kill these six people, your heart will stop. Which presents another, like, crazy idea to me. Because the game can technically make him do things he doesn't want to do. Because it'll just kill him.
Okay, there was... So when that thing popped up... Okay, there was a quest. It said that kill these six people. But, like, I also kind of interpreted that as him kind of making it up in his head that it said his heart would stop.
Nah, that shit was right there in red.
I thought it, because it looked like he was kind of going crazy a little bit. So I thought maybe there was a chance that it didn't actually say that, but he just, like, convinced himself that it said that. That was just one way of interpreting. Obviously, like, I'm going to take the interpretation that's what it said. So it said, destroy all the foes, you'll be given a penalty. Okay.
And the penalty was your heart will stop.
Oh, okay. It says that, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's kind of sus. That's very sus. I don't think he's thinking anything of it right now, but he was like, why is the game making me do this? He did mention it a little bit.
Yeah. So, but he said the game is using him and he's using the game.
Yeah.
It could make him do... do you think it's going to do this? I feel like it kind of did this maybe because it really wants him to live.
But he could beat them up and not kill them and still live. He could definitely subdue all of them without killing them.
I don't know. I didn't think about that when I was reading it. Okay.
So,
Jin Ho also surprised me. He stood on business. they said,
oh, yeah, they were like, kill him.
Yeah, kill him.
We'll let you live. And he was like, nah, that's my man. I mean, realistically, he just seen him clap this fucking, like, what are we talking about, bro? He just clapped this boss by himself. I'm not about to try to kill this dude. I mean, even if, like, I mean, let's say I'm in a situation. Still. Right. Say if I'm in a situation. 1-on-6, bro. I don't think those dudes are killing that thing. They might have beat it, but they're struggling. Like, he single-handedly beat that boss. I don't think none of them could single-handedly beat the boss.
He was scared of him, too, after. He was like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry that for you,
He was like, you want it mine? He was like, I can mine it for you. I got it.
Yeah.
I'll get the crystals. We can split it up even. And you were right. They came back for him. But it was like weird because you saw how after he beat the boss, they didn't even have time to mine, really. That's why I was like.
Well, they didn't expect him to beat the boss.
Yeah, they didn't expect him to win. They thought the boss was going to go to sleep off of eating two small humans. What are we doing, bro? I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you thinking? You think this giant ass spider is gonna be full off of eating two humans and go back to sleep?
Maybe they know something we don't know. I don't know. That was a little weird. And I don't understand how they plan to come in from the top, like the top left, and like make noise.
Yeah.
And like how are they gonna mine
and not wake this thing up? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What?
I didn't get that.
And then the dude has a brother. I'm pretty sure his brother is like probably an S rank dude, like one of his top people.
S rank? I think he's gonna be like
A rank.
What were they? Were they C?
He was C, but they kept mentioning his older brother, and he was like, no, don't kill him. You don't know who my brother is. And then,
bro,
he cut his head off.
I think he's gonna be A rank.
They showed the back of his. I think that was his brother at the end. The dude standing, and we just see the back of his
just
body.
His back.
Yeah. So he might be A rank. I think it'll be A rank. But it's like, why are you doing this if your brother's A rank, bro? Like, why are you out here killing people, scrapping for, you know, like, what are you doing, bro?
He said something before they went into the, or during the dungeon, I think he was, because someone said something about his brother, and he was like,
he's never had a, yeah, he did say don't bring him up, but he was like, he'll be so proud, he's never had a raid like this with this much loot.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm gonna show my brother, like, I know what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is how we do things. My prediction for after this. I think that his brother's going to know something's up because he's going to hear about his brother and his team dying.
And then the two low-ranked dudes surviving. Yeah, and that's definitely going to be red flags, like, for everybody.
Yeah, and I think the brother is... Oh, wait. Oh, you go. I think the brother is going to come and he's going to investigate and find Jinwoo. And then he's going to, like, challenge him to a fight or just, like, try to kill him. I think Jinwoo's going to fight him.
Okay.
That's my prediction for next time.
For next episode or just in the future? I don't know. I keep saying I don't think, and stuff is moving pretty fast. Like, I didn't think Jinwoo would become a killer yet, and it happened pretty quick. It happened in the way I thought it was going to happen. I did think it was going to present itself in the way it did. Like, people were going to try to, you know, get over on him, and he's just going to have to say fuck it and just, you know, do what he has to do. I didn't think the game was going to force him to do it. I thought he would just do it on his own. Because I really do believe if the game didn't say, well, I can't say this. I mean, we just met him. We still don't really know him yet. But he had flashbacks to how, like, he was like, the world works this way. The weak never get, you know, anything. Only the strong survive. And life isn't fair. So you got to do what you got to do. So maybe he would have came to that conclusion without being forced.
I think he would have. I think he was already teetering on maniac before this.
Oh, you think he's a maniac? I wouldn't say he's a maniac. They were trying to kill him, bro. They were literally trying to kill him. Six people. It's like six people catch you in an alley and they finna just murder you.
Did you see he got this bloodlust skill?
Oh yeah. Afterwards, it's like panic. It's like fear or something. Yeah, it was like it negates like their the guy abilities 50%. Yeah, yeah. That's actually a really great ability, bro. It lasts for what? 10 minutes or one? What was it? Eight minutes? 10 minutes? One minute. Okay.
A state of fear for 1 minute.
1 minute, and they get a debuff of 50% of all their stats. That's crazy.
And it's only level one. I don't know if it's.
That's what I'm saying. It's only level one. So it's probably will get stronger, bigger debuff, longer time. And the guy mentioned, remember I was like, the kid didn't mention how this dagger just came out of nowhere. But the guy, he was like, where did this knife come from?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where was he hiding that? So, like, I'm like, bro, I know I'm not tripping. What the heck? Nobody's going to say anything about this. Is this just normal? But it seems like other things also have abilities attached to them. Because he was like, it must be the effect of his blade. So I'm assuming other people can get items that have status effects on them as well. Because the blade makes you like poison or something like that, right? And he was like, it must be the effect of his blade because he's not really, you know, like stabbing them that hard. He's just cutting them and then they get this effect.
Poisoned.
Yeah, poisoned. So.
And that one, the leader, he had a skill. He had two skills,
the
actually.
Aggro, the super aggro thing, yeah. It, like, buffed him or something like that.
Yeah.
Made his skin harder.
And then the first one, when he, like, called all the
ants took to all him. The, yeah, all the aggro. So, I don't know. Solo, it's getting better each episode. It's getting better and better. I'm liking it. And then we saw the chairman, the old-ass dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I've been in this line of work for a long time, and he's super strong. But this comes back to when we were talking about Jinwoo and how he wasn't taking initiative to get better outside of his powers and abilities. He was like, even if you're super strong, you have to hone your body and your skills because you can't always rely on your magic or your whatever it's called, right? That's what he said to the guy while he was fighting him.
Yeah, your natural ability, you can't just rely on like your ranking and like your stats that they gave you.
So Jinwoo, another L, should have been in your bag, regardless of if you were.
He's been training.
Now he's training, because he's getting instant gratification for training.
That's true.
Not going to lie, bro. He's still pretty trash in terms of, like, mindset and mentality.
Like, what
because
do you
I don't, like, it's easy for anybody to start grinding when every time you grind, after you do it, you get an instant reward. Like, nothing is like that in life. Like lifting or anything. Like when you first start out, even if you, like, let's say he did that workout, he's not getting instant recovery and stats on top of what he's doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know if he would still lock in like he is right now if it wasn't instant.
You don't think he has that goat?
I don't think he has that drive. I don't think he has that drive. I mean, he quit on everything. Well, I can't say that because he kept going even though he was an E rank, going into dungeons, not getting better.
I feel like that's like
one of those people. He had to do that for money, though.
Yeah, like I feel like he's one of those people that like kept doing it even though he was bad. But like he could have gotten better.
Yeah.
But they didn't show him like training in any way to get better. He just kept sucking.
Yeah. And just showing back up to try to get, you know, a little bit of money to put his sister through school and get, which honestly is like super inefficient because you're not making any money from this and you're putting your life on the line every time. Like you come out almost dead. You're barely making any money. Because you're trash and you're doing D rank, you know, dungeons, and you're not killing anything in the dungeon, so you're not even getting, you know, a good share of money or crystals.
Bro, because I think he became an entrepreneur,
working a regular job. Yeah,
he could have been like what's his name? Dad. Remember they found out his dad was like the owner of a construction company.
Yeah,
or something?
Construction company. Yeah.
He could have been some. Did that. Been a business person or sales or I don't know.
I don't know, man. Jinwoo is an interesting. He's very interesting. He has a. I'm
telling you, deep down, he wants to kill people. Why else would you keep doing this? Deep down, he wanted to kill people. I'm telling you, bro. Like you could have done anything else in the world. He could have been a doctor. I mean, it doesn't say anything about his education or whatever.
Education.
I assume
like
he
that,
got
yeah.
a regular education. He could have went to school. He
his sister's going to school, so he probably went to school too.
Yeah, he could have been.
He doesn't seem like a not smart guy.
Yeah, and I'm sure he kind of raised his sister in a way because his mom is sick.
Yeah, his mom got sick, so yeah, you could be right. You could be right. Maybe he is just a psycho.
I think he's a psycho, bro. Like he'd have to do this. He'd have to put himself in this situation. Yeah. He chose the situation.
Well, I can't say he's a psycho strictly based off killing those six people, bro. It was pretty warranted. They tried to kill him. He said three times. I don't remember them trying to kill him three times though. I really don't even remember one.
I mean, I'd say two times, maybe locking him in and
locking him in.
Second time, striking him with lightning. I don't know the third time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when the third time is.
Oh, maybe when they asked Jin-Ho to kill him?
Oh, when he's asked about the contract? Oh, yeah, that too.
That could be three, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Whatever. He's all crazy, right. In my opinion. That's my prediction. He's not crazy for killing them.
Yeah.
I think he's crazy. I think he enjoys killing.
Yeah, he enjoys killing. Like, that's his. He felt some type of way about it. He was like, I just killed six people. But he also said he didn't really feel anything.
Yeah, and then didn't Jin-Ho like ask him something after, like, are you okay or anything? And didn't he say something like completely unrelated?
I don't know. I thought he just kind of sat there and was just thinking. I don't remember.
He said, let's hurry up and get out of here, blah, 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 blah. And it skips to something else, so I don't know if I want to keep going down. But I swear Jin-Ho, like, said something to him like
Jin-Ho and Jin-Woo.
Yeah, names are confusing, but I swear he said something to him.
These
like
your best friends meant to be, bro.
How are you doing? Yeah, I think he's gonna be around, but
I think he's gonna be around, bro.
He's probably gonna be around.
Think about this. Someone just killed six people in front of your face and saved your life,
and y'all crime brothers.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't really do anything. Jin-Ho was just a victim.
Yeah.
He was just a victim. He's an accomplice. I can't even say accomplice. He didn't want to be there. He was just
eyewitness.
Yeah, witness, yeah. So, and they were like, as long as nothing comes out from them two, nobody will ever know. But I don't think Jin-Ho will ever tell. Or he might tell his dad, either. Like, hey, I was in this dungeon and they... They tried to get in. His dad reports it to the bureau or something. His dad seems pretty rich. So something could occur right there. Like his dad is like, how dare you do this to my son? You guys should be investigated or something like that. And then it changes, you know, the whole dynamic or I don't know. I do feel like a lot can come from that situation given the circumstance of Jin-Ho like running his mouth, but not in the sense of trying to like get somebody in trouble, but just because it was a crazy thing that happened, you know? Like, yeah, and that was his first dungeon. His dad is probably going to ask him how it went.
I think he's just going to give him like, oh, it went good.
It was good. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, we barely got out alive or something. I don't know. Like, yeah, he didn't really say anything because remember the girl, the investigator, was there.
Yeah,
she didn't really push too hard on.
Yeah, anything. She was just like, "Ah, oh, dang! So you guys survived, but everybody else died." She oh, it like, must oh, have been that weird armor. It must have been your armor.
Yeah,
that's the new. That's the new.
Yeah, she said it was, that's a new Air Force Force. Yeah.
So you must have did all the work. Oh, that's good. And you must have been just sitting here hiding, huh? All right, well. I'll go run this along. You guys are good. Like, yeah, what the heck, bro?
No, I'm telling you, why don't they have body cams? Or something.
I mean, yeah. They definitely should have some form of documentation aside from, like, he say, she say.
That's just weird but, to me. I don't get that. But, yeah. They survived.
I don't know. It's heating up. I'm liking it. I'm seeing
like
the hype
too.
I'm seeing the hype.
You're seeing the hype now. I don't say I'm seeing the hype yet, but
I'm seeing the hype. I'm seeing the hype. You got to think of it like the way I'm looking at it is I'm taking in what could be because the game low key has jurisdiction over Jin Woo. I thought it was just Jin Woo kind of. I mean, we already seen this when they gave him the penalty. He had to run for 3 hours, but now the game can kill him if it doesn't do what he wants. If he doesn't do what the game wants him to do, the game can kill him.
Do you think it'll give him missions unrelated to fighting?
I think it'll be like something like kill this guy in your team. Nah, not nothing like that. But like stuff along those lines. Like
you think it'll somebody make him do things he doesn't want to do?
Yeah. Because in the way it presented the quest, it was like there's people trying to kill you, and if you don't kill them, your heart will stop. So like if it's something like if danger occurs or something that's kind of feels off, the game might give him a hint saying, "Hey, do this thing. If you don't do this thing, your heart will stop." So let's say it's somebody on his squad who's secretly stealing or has like bad intentions for the rest of the group. In the game, but he doesn't know fully yet. He kind of had an inkling of it, but he doesn't know fully. And the game is like, there's somebody on your squad that's trying to sabotage you. Kill him or your heart will stop. Kind of deal.
But then that would... I feel like that would put him in a situation to have to kill more people. If he just kills them, he can't really explain that there's a game.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, it could get interesting. Because... nobody else knows about what's going on with him. And he can't be like, oh, I have to do it or because nobody else can see that.
Right.
But I don't think it'll go to like extremes like that. But situations like those, I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool, too.
And then his powers, his abilities he gets, like the panic or the bloodlust one, like that's crazy. It's only level one.
He also had like a dash skill.
Yeah, he got like three skills, three rewards.
And then he used one from like a past quest.
Yeah, he can save up the instant recovery because that's how he was able to get back after they hit him with the lightning. He used instant recovery.
Okay. We'll see. It's definitely heating up. I'm not gonna say that I see the hype yet. It was pretty good. It was good. I like it so far. The first four episodes, really it's just been the past 2 weeks. The first four episodes, I was kind of like, this is okay. It needs to pick up. And then picked up. So, I respect it. You were right. Mashley did get a little more serious this week. Not that I have a lot to say about it. Per se. Do you remember Mashley?
I think I must have hit my power strip or something. I don't know. Everything just turned off, but I'm back. Okay.
All right. Um, You probably just talk about MASH and just a little bit of JJK.
JJK. Yeah. Oh, you saw my text about Iota?
Bro, what?
I sent my text about
Niota.
Niota. Yeah, that's the.
Someone know you?
He's a. No, he's a part of the Zinnin clan. The one that Mai killed and became
Noya. Yeah.
It's not a T in his name?
No, there's no T.
Oh, okay.
It's like N A O Y A.
I thought it was N A T O A. I don't know who I'm thinking of.
You think I know Toshi?
Nah. I thought it was Niota.
Niota. I don't know.
It is Niota. Okay. But yeah, I was saying that this is just a quick sidebar. We can go to Mashal, but I think he would have trashed her. I ain't going to hold you. If the other two dudes didn't pop up, they were dead, bro. They were cooked.
I think that's safe to say.
They were cooked, bro.
I don't think she was going to figure it out without them.
But she, even but then, I feel even like when she figured it out. That. Who, me?
She got a little training arc.
It was like she got 1,000 matches, and she didn't even really train. She just had a realization, oh, I have extreme sense. I can feel the rest of what's going on around me. But I feel like that should have been instantaneous.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, all right, let's say you get this huge boost to, like, your strength and everything. Because she instantly felt stronger, right? When she got the boost.
Did she feel stronger or she feel more free?
I'm talking about when she first got the boost after died.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you not also feel, oh, I can smell, I can hear, I can see, I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is just super immersive right now. Why was that late? She kind of said it was a mental thing on her own. Like, she was just thinking, like, oh, I'm like everybody else now, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's something. What it was. She got caught up that she could see curses like everyone else, and then I think it dulled all her other senses in a way. I think she started thinking too hard.
So yeah.
And she just got like distracted in her own head. Cause she didn't really get a power boost necessarily. I think it was more like a mental boost.
Yeah.
But okay.
I still think like it's kind of crazy that she could just say, nah, I don't care about your domain. Like, what the heck?
Oh yeah, that's when we learn, like, officially.
Yeah, officially, that. Yeah. I heard about it. I didn't see when it occurred, but it's just like, you're my domain. It's over. Nah, I don't think so. Like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Isn't it just like she can choose whether she agrees to,
I mean, the only way it works is if she accepts to be enclosed, yeah. But why would you ever accept that? I mean, she accepted it with the other guy because it was just sumo, but...
Yeah. And his was based somebody. Off acceptance, so...
Yeah, strictly. But let's say I'm fighting somebody, right? Life or death. I mean, it's a huge trump card for her. And he's about to do his domain. Domain expansion. And then she's like, nah, I'm good. Just walks out. It's like, what? What do you mean?
I don't even know, like, if she walks out or is it just like it just can't include her. Like, maybe she just like pops out or something. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. We need more information. I still stand by that her and Toji are just glitches in the system, and I think it's very, I mean, they're like huge anomalies, right? But they kind of break the whole like power system in a way.
Definitely. Because they're just unlike everyone else in the story. But I think they're like that on purpose.
Right.
Which is why they feel like so alone.
It's just too much, like, it's too much pros for having no curse energy. Whereas if you have immense amount of, like, infinite curse energy, I don't feel like the pros are as big.
I feel like I would rather have, like, a large amount of cursed energy than like...
Like Yuta? You would rather be like Yuta than...
Because like then you have reverse curse technique. Curse
technique, yeah.
I mean, domains. We saw it with Hikari
when he uses... We're not even... All right. We can talk about Masher. We talk about this later. Yeah. All right. So Masher, I mean, Masher was pretty...
JJK
Masher was super straightforward, though. But I told you it got more serious. Like, this dude was just stabbing people. Like, straight up stabbing people.
Yeah, he was scary.
That's why I'm like, oh, this got way, like, way more serious than, like, I thought. You know?
Did he kill the... I don't think he killed the other guy. Like, the one
he was just gravely
on the ground. Yeah.
But even the guy, Mash's friend, he stabbed him crazy, like all in the chest, leg.
Yeah.
Like he was literally jabbing himself in the chest with a knife. Just like, what the heck?
I'm surprised that didn't kill him by itself.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it has, I mean, he was bleeding everywhere, so I assume it has the option to kill. I just don't understand how he isn't dead.
How is he not killing yet? And then he never felt pain. He finally was able to feel pain because Mash just like brute forced his way through his
magic. Cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool tip, like a cool tidbit that he never actually felt pain. And that's why he was so numb to other people feeling pain. How did you think?
But he said he wanted to feel pain though, just to see. It's crazy because he got the most immense amount of pain you could possibly get, low key. Like he got like bludgeoned to almost death, and then beat over the head.
Mash, yeah,
yeah. He was like, "All right, I wanted to feel pain, but not like dang."
Him.
Yeah.
I already knew that Mash was gonna come and save him, but like, how did you think he was gonna beat him?
I kind of felt like he would just over like brute force it. That's what I thought was going to happen. Like, he'll just brute force it. I mean, that's everything with Mash. He just brute forces everything. He just,
sometimes he thinks outside the box, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when he started beating him up, that's what I thought he would do. At first, I was coming up with some theories. I was like, maybe there's, like, a trick to it. Like, the guy from JJK who doesn't take damage. Like, maybe Mash just has to, like, gently touch him or like hug him or something, right? Maybe that would do damage, but nah, that in his case that wouldn't do anything either. I also thought that he would break his wand.
Oh yeah, that would so do he something. Couldn't use his magic.
Yeah, but nah, he just kept beating him. He just kept punching him, and then he pulled out the tennis. He made it like a tennis ball or something.
Yeah, he had a metal wand, elongated it with his bare hands, and carved out a tennis racket.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, he just did that with his bare hands. What the heck? And then he just started playing tennis with the statue. It was really good, though. I liked the episode. We also got to see his friend's power. He can teleport or replace.
Oh, yeah, that reveal. I didn't realize he never used his power up until now.
Which is a really good move. It's kind of crazy how the dude hawked him down, though. Because he switched places and then he was running. I mean, realistically, if he can just stab himself, no matter what distance you're at, I guess he could have just stabbed himself while he was just sitting there. He would have just fell anyway, but
it's kind of weird.
The fact that he walked him down and got all the way, he was full sprint. Dude is just walking. And then all you see is his legs start bleeding. He's like, like,
that was weird. I don't know how he caught up to him that fast.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. That dude's power is pretty cool. He's an asshole, but they say he's like a prodigy, and he was selected by his wand, and that's super rare to be selected by a wand.
Wasn't it like one of like the rarest ones? Like,
yeah, it was one of the rarest ones. They were saying he's actually like a legit. They say he's like a blessed one because he was chosen by his magic. Because they already feel like magic is a gift from God. So for you to be chosen by one of the most like rare and crazy wands to exist, they were like, yeah, he's really a prodigy. And the higher up dude even said it. He didn't even care that he was stabbing the kid. He's like, yeah, he truly is. I'm like, dang, bro. he didn't even mention anything about this dude, he gotta go, we gotta get him out of here. He was just like, dang, it really is some good selectees in this. What is it called again? They're trying to get there, become
divine visionary.
Divine visionary, yeah.
And so, last episode, I thought that his name is, what's his name? His name's like Liu Yang. I thought that he possibly was put up to it Because remember, he beat the guy who helped MASH in the last episode? Yeah. So I thought like a older student.
But I don't think he likes MASH because he has no magic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that. And I think he, you know, he's one of the people that are like, magic is absolute.
But I thought he was put up to it by that divine
visionary. Oh, yeah, by the guy. Yeah, the other divine visionary.
But it seems to just be chance. Like, I don't think he was related at all.
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit of both. Or that dude was just sick and sadistic. I mean, that kind of felt like that. He did the other kid that way, too, who had no relation to MASH.
Yeah.
He was like, just give me your thing. Like, why are you fighting? It's useless. I mean, I don't want to say he's sadistic, because he's like, look, you can just give it to me, pause, and it could just be, it could be over. It could be over. Or you can make it hard, and like, either way it goes, pause. I'm going to... Isn't it a ball? It's a ball, right? It's like a candle or something. Like, he's like either way it goes. Yeah, either way it goes, I'm going to take the crystal. Like, I'm going to get it. If we fight, I'm going to get it. If we don't fight, I'm going to, like, you might as well just let me get it. Because, you know, like, if you're no match for me. It's not going to happen.
Right. He gave him a lot of chances to not.
Yeah, he did give him a lot. He gave him a lot of chances to give up. But this opened his eyes. He was like, he fought through all that pain just to help his friend. And so he had an awakening of his own. He's probably going to go through life differently and feel differently about people in general. But it was a good episode. I thought it was like, it changed the tone. It was a lot more serious. And they were talking about, when everybody was spectating, they were like, he's going to kill him. Shouldn't we stop this? And nobody, none of the officials said anything. It was just people in the crowd like, this is getting kind of out of hand.
Is killing allowed in this event?
I don't know. I don't know if killing is allowed. They didn't seem really stressed to stop him. The announcer was like, if this goes on any longer, he'll die. And it was just like, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Has anyone died in this show?
No.
I don't think so, right?
Nobody's died.
I know a couple people have come close to dying. I don't think anyone's actually died. All right. Maybe we'll see Lance Crown next episode. Is Lance Crown on the same team as the music dude or a different team?
I think he is on the same team as the music guy.
Okay. Maybe we'll see something with them. Because MASH is kind of beat up right now.
Yeah.
Who else is on MASH's team? The red haired guy.
Explosion guy, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see something with him. You said who?
Boom Boom Man.
Boom Boom Man.
It's from Avatar, the guy who shoots him out his eye.
Boom Boom Man. Reminds me of Renji from Bleach.
Yeah. So, pretty good. Everything's been kind of kicking up. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Especially, what's his name? Solo.
Yeah.
And Undead.
We could go over JJK real quick, I feel like.
We could do a part of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
We could probably cover, well,
Hikari's working. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
20 minutes.
All right, I'll say this real quick. His domain expansion is broken. And this leads me to believe.
What?
I did some of my own little headcanon, right? So okay. I was like, all right, let me see. Because we already know what happened to Gojo. RIP, my man. you know what I'm saying? RIP, my mans. But Hikari, right? Unlimited for, what was it, like 4 minutes?
4 minutes, 11 seconds.
4 minutes, 11 seconds. He has unlimited curse energy. And he can use reverse curse technique, right?
Automatically.
Yuta also can do reverse curse technique. Bottomless amounts of curse energy. And then we have old girl who is classmates with Gojo who also can heal other people with reverse curse technique. Right?
Right.
That's three people with reverse curse technique. Two of them have the potential to use unlimited curse energy. Now, they said when you use reverse curse, I looked it up. There's like when you use reverse curse technique on someone else, it has less than half the efficiency, right? Than okay. if you use it on yourself. So, and I'm assuming the efficiency is based on how much cursed energy you have, because Hikari just healed his whole, he chopped his arm off and healed the whole arm back. Like, what the heck? So, that happened. So, theoretically, right, you get Gojo's body, you get those three in the room. Well, one, you got to teach Yuta and Hikari how to use reverse curse technique on someone else, right? Those right. three in the room, she could teach him because she's like a super pro at it, right? She's like one of the best. So she could probably teach him. Put Gojo on the little bed, the hospital bed.
The gurney.
Yeah. All three of them together. Yuta, you know, endless bottomless curse energy. Hikari uses domain expansion, activates, you know, gets the triple numbers, all three, and then her, all of them healing them all at once. Now, they said half the efficiency, right? Less right. than half the efficiency. By that time, you got three different people, so it should be near full efficiency. Am I? Let me know if I'm tripping. Let me know. Let me know. I'm just saying.
Give me your energy. Everyone
I'm just
on
saying.
Earth, raise your hands.
I'm just saying. Now look, it's far fetched, but given what we know and what's been, this is all canon. This everything in here is canon. You can use reverse curse technique on someone else. That is true. It's less than half the efficiency. Okay,
and we've seen cool. Yuta use it on Yuji.
Right, on Yuji.
So we know he can use it on someone else.
Right. So. I'm just saying, we just never seen somebody come back from the dead. But we have, though. We've seen Toji come back from the dead. Now,
we've also
now
seen
look,
Yuji come back from the dead.
Right, twice. Yuji come back from the dead, too, twice. So, you feel me? I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it can happen. And there's means for it to happen. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's it.
I agree. It's not super far fetched.
So
we also don't know if he's actually dead. Dude.
Dead.
I mean, we haven't read it, but
yeah, we haven't read it yet, so we don't know how they did what they did yet.
Well, you know, one other thing, we also learned that they use RCT. They have to use your brain to use it.
Yeah, to use it. Yeah,
and it circulates from the stomach. I think I read.
Oh, it comes from, I thought it comes from your brain to the rest of your body.
I think it comes from the stomach, and the brain is used to direct it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I read that. So that's true. If he got cut at the torso.
I mean, really, he should be at a, I thought they cut him like from the waist. It wasn't from the waist?
Yeah, it was like from the waist. So his stomach is still connected to the brain portion of his body.
I still don't get how he died from that. I'm going to be honest. I mean, unless he was just completely drained. I mean, we'll see it when we get to that point. Like, he was out of energy. He used everything, so he couldn't heal himself. But
well, that's the thing with him. He doesn't really run out of
curse energy.
He doesn't
run out of energy because he uses reverse curse energy to replenish his own energy.
Yeah. He only gets tired, like, from a physical stamina standpoint.
Right. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. I think it's a great theory. We'll see. We get there. But like, how do you feel about Hikari's power in general? Like, do you like it? Do you like him?
He's pretty cool. His domain expansion is really cool. I gotta do more. You don't really get to, your domain is kind of innate, right? Based on like how you act and who you are as a person, correct? You don't get to choose how
you
your curse technique
your domain
manifest,
no.
right?
Right.
Okay, so his thing is fever. You know, he likes to gamble, gambling addict. So his thing is but the dude was making it seem like he created his domain to be like this. He was like, how dare you take this manga and adapt it into some gambling game? It's more than that. But you know what I mean? Like, he made it seem like he created his domain to be that way.
I think you probably have some. Now that you say that, I feel like you probably have some power over the style of your domain, but I think the rules of the domain are set. Like, I think he chose to show a slot machine in this way. Like, he could have just set up a room of slot machines, probably.
Right.
But he decided to put a theme to it. Okay. Maybe. That's just my theory. I don't know for a fact. I think people maybe choose the style of their domains. Possibly. Because, like, I don't know. If you're, like, Sukuna and you can, or Megami, you can choose how your domain is set on, like, a landscape. You could probably choose.
But I think everybody can do that, though. They can enclose it or keep it open.
Right. I feel like you also have the choice probably to choose the style of it.
Yeah, how it looks and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. This fight was pretty cool. I mean, he trashed him, let's be real. He just opened his domain. I don't even think he really needed to use his domain to beat this guy. I just feel like he wanted to just use it.
I think I read that I think they used it. He used it so that he would have a
boost,
a jackpot before he went.
To fight the other guy, with Panda. Okay.
I think that's why
that makes sense. Because he showed up. He showed up with the jackpot, and the music was playing everything.
Right.
So, but Edward G, that's his name, right?
Talking about Charles? Edward G.
Why am I thinking of Edward?
Who's Edward G?
Oh, that's the name of his thing, Edward G. Warstaff.
Isn't that the name of his tool?
I think that's the name of his pin.
Oh, okay. Edward G. Ward. That sounds right. I know his name is Charles Bernard, but I think that's the name of his pen. Yeah. His power is probably... I like the explanation of his power. It was like kind of...
Or it's just G. Warstaff. I don't know where Edward came from.
Oh, okay. Maybe Charles Edward. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So his thing is like, if he touches you with his pen, he can see the future, because it's like reading a manga panel, and the more he hits you with the pen, the more of the future he can see quicker.
I completely understood his power and liked it, the explanation, because I completely understood like reading a manga and kind of seeing the bottom of the page without like trying to look at it and be like, dang, I just spoiled myself because I saw it.
So all my manga consumption has been like virtual, like right now. So I don't see the next page unless I scroll down. I got it.
Mine is like zoomed out usually.
You zoom it all the way out.
Yeah, I zoom it out so.
Oh yeah, I only keep it zoomed so I can see like two panels of a page.
Yeah.
So like that.
So like this, something.
And so but I definitely understood his power. His is probably one of the only ones that was extremely easy to understand.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody else that we met. Other than the guy.
Hikari's
I was going to read his explanation. I was just like, he was just like, just know it's a gambling game. It's like a slot game. And if he gets lucky, he gets lucky. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And then also he has like the increased chance for getting a random. Like if he gets a jackpot and then goes into his domain again and gets another jackpot, he has an increased chance of getting more jackpots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just read the little editor notes or whatever. And I was like, all right, that's all I need to know. I mean, there's nothing more to it, really. I'm never going to play the game, you know. I'm never going to be in the game. So
how'd you feel any type of way about Pandas getting destroyed but coming back?
I thought he died until I kept reading. I was like, damn, did he just die?
I didn't think he was dead.
I never seen his rhino form. We saw his rhino form for one time. That was the only time we've seen it, and then it was just gone.
Yeah, we never saw his rhino.
And he didn't even get to really utilize it. He just pierced the dude, but then he exploded him with his electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to leave soon, so we probably talk about
this next time
we come in. Yeah. But
last thing I'll say though, Panda might have a huge shift in his character, because he was like, we don't know how his soul is gonna operate now that the other two are gone and there's no one there to kind of keep him in check. Yeah, so I don't know what that means. So that'll be
kind of just turned into a baby too.
Yeah, he was a tiny panda, but I think that's because his body was blown up, so it probably just has to, you know, regenerate.
Does Panda reverse curse technique?
I mean, he's a curse technically.
Is he? I guess kind of. Yeah.
Remember, he was like, how when they killed his dad. Or the principal, he like, tell me how you do it. Because they want to create, you know, unlimited soldiers.
We'll get to it for in the future. We'll get to it because whoever he told that to, if he's not on the side of, I mean, it was probably one of the higher ups, and they are just corrupt in general. But I feel like you would have an endless wave of people to go fight Sukuna and, like, you know, damage him repeatedly, or just at least be a nuisance while the main people try to fight him.
Yeah,
but you know, what do I know?
We'll see. All right, I'm gonna get ready for work for now.
All right.